It's impossible to overstate the love the world has for the music and the personality of Thomas Earl Petty. She was an American girl. A whole bunch of his songs have become anthems. And I won't back down. He sold over 80 million records worldwide. He had a wicked sense of humor that eventually found its way into his songs. It's good to be king and have your own world. It helps to make friends. It's good to meet girls. He attracted the attention and friendship of rock and roll legends like George Harrison, Bob Dylan, Roy Orbison, and Jeff Lynne. Well, it's all. Famously fought to keep his album prices down, and he declared bankruptcy to get out of a horrific record company contract. And he was always fiercely devoted to his fans and his music. In short, he was the real deal. But who is Tom Petty?
Well, he barely exists besides music. I mean, there's not much of him left after that because I'm always busy with work, it seems. It seems like my life, everyone else says, well, what's your life like? I said, well, you know, I get up at 12 and then I have something to eat and go to the studio at 2 and I'm there all night. And then I go home and I sleep and then I get up and play my tapes and listen to them and have something to eat and go back to the studio. You know, it's like that, like 5 days a week. And it's pretty much all encompassing, like all your friends and hobbies and what your social life evolves around work. And then, you know, I listen to mixes all weekend or I go out and I like to look for vintage guitars. I collect guitars, Mike and I do, and Scott. So we've been doing that for years and years and years. If we get a day off, if we're traveling or something, we all go out and look around whatever town we're in for guitars, you know. I mean, if I didn't have to do interviews today, I'd be out in the pawn shops, you know, looking for old guitars.
We lost this precious man October the 2nd, 2017, way too early at the age of 66. He left behind a vast archive of songs that he recorded, but for various reasons left off of his 13 studio albums. There's also a bonanza of live performances and alternate versions of songs that did make the records. Heartbreakers keyboardist Ben Montench.
Mike and I sat down with Ryan Elliott and with Adria Petty, and we went through a whole bunch of stuff. Ryan basically went through everything we'd ever recorded and found some things that I had forgotten, found some things that I said, can you look for this? And he found them. But he found a lot of stuff that I'd forgotten or I hadn't known we had done. I'd go over to his place every week or so and listen to what he'd found and what he had mixed and what he was thinking. And there's so much more music.
We are about to hear the first 60 songs from that bounty. On September 28th, 2018, Reprise Records unleashes Tom Petty, An American Treasure, compiled by Tom's widow, Dana, daughter, Adria, his two longest-serving bandmates, guitarist Mike Campbell and keyboardist Ben Montench, and longtime engineer Ryan Ulliott. An American Treasure has 60 tracks across 4 CDs, plus a 52-page booklet containing rare and previously unpublished photographs of Petty and his bandmates, family, and friends. In addition to the Super Deluxe 4 CD set, there'll also be an abridged 2 CD set, and a 6 LP vinyl collection available on November 23rd, as well as standard and deluxe digital downloads. Each CD on the American Treasure box set is devoted to a specific decade in Tom Petty's career with a mix of album tracks, outtakes, alternate takes, B-sides, and live material. Hi, I'm Dan Meir. Over the next hour, we'll play as many songs from the new box set as possible and let Tom Petty, through our archival interviews, Mike Campbell and Ben Montench bring you behind the scenes of these fantastic songs.
Hi, this is Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers. Welcome to Tom Petty, An American Treasure, All Access.
I know you tried hard to get it right. There's a sadness. around. You think it over, baby, you come with me. Don't be afraid to live what you believe. Nothing matters, no. When you keep a little soul, nothing really matters anymore. Oh, honey, keep a little soul, then nothing's gonna matter anymore. No, people got souls.
From the newly released box set Tom Petty and American Treasure, that's Keep a Little Soul, a previously unreleased song from the Long After Dark sessions in 1982. Heartbreaker Ben Montench.
When Ryan broke out Keep a Little Soul, I'd forgotten about it. It was tickling the back of my head, but I couldn't quite put my finger on it because I had had a cassette that I'd played to death after it didn't wind up on the record. And I almost just burst into tears. When I took it home and played it for my wife, I did break into tears. Keep a Little Soul just floored me. Just floored me. Man, that guy was good.
Yeah, he was. Where did that spark that ignited the music that burned in Tom Petty's soul come from? Well, it started with the King, Elvis Presley, when Tom's uncle, who shot sports films in Gainesville for the college and was working on an Elvis movie being shot there called Follow That Dream, invited the 11-year-old Tom Petty to see Elvis.
Elvis came with the whole Memphis dudes and the line of white Cadillacs, and people were just losing their mind, you know? Like, I've never seen so many people on the street and police barricades, and the craziest thing I'd ever seen, you know, especially, you know, at 11 years old, it was very impressionable. And he walked by us and nodded at us, and hi, you know? And me and my cousins, we felt 10 feet tall, you know? Elvis just acknowledged us in some way, you know, and I saw girls with his records, and they would hand the records over the fence, and they'd bring them over to Elvis, and he might sign it and go back over, and I thought, damn, if I had a record, this is how my mind was working, was if I had a record, I could go over there and get Elvis to sign this thing, and man, when I get home, they ain't gonna believe this, you know. But I don't have a record, so I ain't gonna have nothing. And I didn't, because I didn't own a record, you know. And so my mission was to get hold of an Elvis record, right? By fate, you know, I ran into this kid down the street who had a sister who'd gone to college, and he goes, Elvis, I got Elvis covered, you know. Like, my sister's got a whole box of Elvis records. I said, man, let's see this right now, you know. And so we went and pulled out this cardboard box, and there was tons of singles in there, Elvis stuff, you know, and really good stuff, like, you know, Jerry Lee and Little Richard and stuff I'd never heard in my life, you know. And so
a lot of Sun stuff.
So I said, well, this, you know, I'm gonna have to have this. And he says, well, it's my sister's, man, you know. I go, well, we're gonna have to work it out, you know. I have to have this. How about, you know, I traded him my Whammo slingshot, my most prized possession, you know, which, you know, remember, Whammo slingshot was a serious slingshot with a little aluminum brace and everything. So I traded him that for the box of records, and I proceeded to listen to them for the next couple of years. That was my main vocation. I had no interest in playing anything or singing or nothing. I just played these records. I liked to play them and listen to them. And I would play them over and over and over. And so it's part of understanding what I do is that I had this complete 50s mentality when I was 12 years old. That was what I came up on. And then when the Beatles came, about the time I was 14 or 15, kabang, then it, you know, the message was clear. Oh, I see, you know, this is what we do.
Mike Campbell.
That was a big moment, the Ed Sullivan Show. Like, and the next day you went to school and everybody was talking about it, and the girls were starting to look at the guys with the longer hair. I just remember thinking, watching Ed Sullivan, looking at like the girls screaming, and it was cool because they were all playing their instruments. Because up to then, it was like usually a guy would come out and sing, like Mel Torme or somebody, and the band, you never saw them. But there was four guys up there playing bass and guitars and singing at the same time. It was pretty impressive, and looking real bitching too, you know. And the girls are going crazy. It just seemed like that's the thing to do, you know.
It's alright if you love. It's alright if you don't. I'm not afraid of you running away, honey. I get the feeling you want. See, there is no sense in pretending. Your eyes give you away. Something inside you is feeling like I do. You said all there is to say. Oh my.
Recorded live at Capitol Studios, November the 11th, 1977, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with Breakdown. That comes from the new box set, Tom Petty, An American Treasure. Although Breakdown was the band's first breakthrough into the American Top 40, that didn't happen until a year after their first album was released.
We were so busy playing that we didn't know. It had been out a year before it made the Top 40. And we had a successful album in England with that first album. And we'd already become headliners in England. And then we'd come back here and we were still playing the Whiskey. And slowly, I think probably as a result of England drifting back this way, they started to play it. And the way I noticed it was just all the girls would start screaming, you know? But, you know, that's how it went. You know, you just notice people just going real crazy when that number started, and then we'd start to go,
A song that the band recorded for their first album as well, but it didn't make it on, was Surrender. Here's Ben Montench.
Surrender is a song that Tom wrote really early on, and we, at one point, opened every show with Surrender. We also tried to record it, I think, for our first three records. I thought we had cut it from the second record on and never succeeded, but the take on here is actually from the first record. And I think it's really good. And again, I don't know why it was determined not to be good enough. Probably because it was so good live. It was so good live. There was a looseness and a drive live that we felt we hadn't captured in the studio. But hearing this one, I think we had it.
Don't talk crazy now, take it easy. You just cannot laugh forever. Don't you lie to me. You say you love me, don't say you don't remember. Cause you told me, yeah you did. And I'm not gonna let you forget. Well I'm down on my knees and I'm begging again. You tell me why that you have to pretend. I know you want me, why don't you give in?
another previously unreleased gem from Tom Petty and American Treasure, That Surrender. Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers put on a great show whenever and wherever they played. And at the Grammys Music Hair's Person of the Year ceremonies back in 2017, Tom gave the band their props.
Right off the bat, I'd like to thank my band, the Heartbreakers. They're such an important part of all of this. It's been about 2 years since I played with the Heartbreakers. Honestly, I've been producing records the last couple of years, and we got together last week and rehearsed for this thing, and I realized I may actually be in one of the best two or three rock and roll bands there is, you know? I'm so proud of them.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. And you can stand me up at the gates of hell, but I won't back down. I'm gonna stand my ground. I won't be turned around. And I keep this world from dragging me down. I'm gonna stand my ground. And I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Stand my ground, and I won't back down. Well, I know what's right, and I got just one life. In a world that keeps on pushing me around, but I stand my ground, and I won't back down. Hey, baby, there ain't no easy way out. Hey, we'll stand my ground, and I won't back down.
Anthem, recorded live at the Fillmore in San Francisco on February 4th, 1997, Tom Petty and the Heartbreakers with a completely reimagined version of I Won't Back Down from the new box set.
Hi, this is Mike Campbell from the Heartbreakers. More from Tom Petty and American Treasure when All Access returns.
We'll be back in just a few minutes.